So hello, lady. We are never far from the two of you, and we are never, ever far from humanity. We, in as many ways as possible, we reach into the heart of the human collective. We offer light. We diffuse harmony. We help to transmute many of the collective energies to the best of our abilities, and in a way, of course, that allows humanity to feel and experience what they need to for their growth. But at every opportunity, we are here to assist, to transmute when it is right, when it is appropriate, and when, of course, it is necessary, and in divine timing with the evolution of the masses. And so we are always on standby. We are always participating, watching, contributing, lending energy when and where it is possible. And with that said, our dear one, we know, Care, that you have a question or perhaps a few questions, so we will invite your questions.
Yes, thank you. So the past couple of weeks, we've all noticed the people who are sensitive are noticing and reporting that the energies are really, really intense ever since Trudeau shut down the Freedom Convoy and then with the war beginning in the Ukraine. And we're just really curious about what is going on and how can we as light workers assist and extract ourselves from this drama?
Yes, there has been much unfolding. All of these events, these are bringing humanity to the precipice of, again, yet another turning point, an energetic turning point, which we see, albeit it is not being reflected in your world on the surface. But from our perspective, we see it as a very important turning point energetically. What is happening is that people are uniting. What is interesting and important to remind all humans is that this is about uniting as humanity, regardless of what position you stand with. It is about uniting for what is right. Not only what is right for the collective, but for what feels right within each individual. It is about coming back to your power. It is about turning and tuning into your inner truth. It is about standing up in the face of, we will say, many energies that in the past humans were very complacent to. We are seeing that there has been a shift from accepting what is and has come to pass among your humanity to coming to accept what is now, change, a change that is unfolding for the better. Of course, this is, as we would like to describe it, it is a grand shakeup. All of this frustration, these energies, it is as if though they had been deeply rooted and anchored into the human collective, and humanity accepted it as, the normal passage of time, the normal unfoldment of humanity. But as these energies are being shaken loose, what is happening is that humanity is faced with more intense conflict, anger, frustration. It is now at a boiling point, but like all matter, when it reaches a boiling point, it evaporates. But you are now feeling the heat from this shakeup. But our dear one, this is also being transmuted as you, as a light worker, and all light workers are being faced with these very challenging energies. It is important that you recognize that it is because they are being surfaced. They are no longer as deeply anchored in the collective. They are being released from the systemic institutions, from the mentality, from the place of complacency that humanity has long stood, to a place of no longer accepting what was and demanding newness. But this transformation has created a shakeup of all of these old stagnant energies. This shakeup, it is kicking up much dust. You are trying to see the light through the dust. You are in many ways feeling energetically suffocated by the dust, but the dust will settle. What you must all remember, our dear ones, is not necessarily where you stand politically, but where you stand energetically, how, when, and where you choose to shine your light. For it is your individual light, but more importantly, your collective light that will help clear the way, not only for the light workers who are in many ways acting and serving as trailblazers to this beautiful change that is upon you, but you are clearing the way, lighting the way, allowing the dust to settle so that the masses, the collective at large, can see more clearly. This is how we wish to represent it energetically for you. Do not become lost in the dust that has been kicked up, but remember your light. Remember that your light has the ability to penetrate through this cloud, through this shroud of dense, heavy energy that has surfaced, and know that it is going to clear. It will take time. We will not get into the details of when, why, who, and where it will clear. Simply hold the intention and focus that it is a transmutation that is at play. It is a massive release, but with this release, as we have long said, it is going to make way for new light. Right now, you are in the soup of this outgoing energy that is trying to make way for this new energy. It is, as you say in your human realm, it is thick like fog or pea soup. This is what you are now swimming through. But you are coming to the shores, our dear one. You must remember that when you land upon the shores, when you move through this density, through this energy, many things will be clear. But the first point of focus for all of you is to hold your light. Do not allow yourselves to get swept up in the fog. It is easy to become distracted by the fog, but you must remember you stand as lighthouses, shining your light through this. In order to shine your light beyond and throughout this fog, you must learn to rise above it. Do not get caught up in the weeds, but soar above it. Remember that this is all part of the process. It is part of the movement towards change. You must hold your focus to what you want to feel and experience for you and for the collective. It is the collective power of combined focus, combined intention to something that is far greater, far easier, far lighter, something that feels far more just and love-based, that will help pull you through this density far more easily. We are with you, shining our lights from above. We await for you on these proverbial shores. All will be well, our dear ones. Do not lose faith.
Thank you. And many of the light workers that I work with and are speaking with are finding that they're feeling very tired. And it's almost like the same sort of symptoms as when you do a physical detox. And I just wonder if you could speak to that and maybe what the cause is, as well as what we can do as humans here on the planet to alleviate this tiredness.
Yes. We are seeing and feeling the collective fatigue of light workers, of starseeds. In many ways, it is because whether it is conscious or at a subconscious level, many of you are aware that you have had to intensify your light. You've had to amp up your light so that you can shine it through this fog. This has taken much energy. But remember, our dear ones, that you are also a pivotal part of the transmutation process. Much of this old energy is being transmuted by the light workers. You are all also serving as anchors to anchor in this new light. And so you are working hard. This new energy, whether it is the old energy moving through you or the new higher vibrational light that is settling within you, it has been hard for you to integrate at an energetic and physical level. It is all through the process of, we will say, upgrades an adaptation. It has been a, we will say, intense period of adjustment. What you can do to assist yourselves, our dear one, is to remember that as you amp up your light, that you must seal in this light. This in no way prevents others around you from seeing and feeling your light, but it is coming from a different place. It is not giving away your light. It is actually reinforcing and intensifying your light at its core and allowing it to shine more brightly. That is to say, you are not emptying yourselves of your own light as you seek to shine it and give it to those around you, but you are also filling your own cup as you assist those around you. It is all about bringing it into balance. You will need more rest. You will need to, yes, support your bodies, purify your bodies, seal this light shield that you all have around you, and whatever you need to do at a physical level, whether it is remaining hydrated, getting more rest, grounding, connecting with nature, there are many, many different, we will say, natural solutions that can help you restore your light and help your bodies integrate this incoming and outgoing energy more easily. This information is not new, but it is a reminder. It is a reminder that perhaps because the energies are more intense, that you will need to do these grounding and restorative exercises more frequently.
Thank you. That's very, very helpful, extremely helpful. I've also observed in the clearing work that I do that many of the clearings that I'm doing are taking on a more collective flavor rather than personal.
Yes.
And even galactic.
Yes.
So it seems that what's going on here on the planet is also part of a bigger picture that goes even beyond our solar system and even beyond our galaxy. Is that a correct perception on my part?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. We have long said that what is unfolding within humanity at this time, it is not operating in isolation. All things, all beings, all consciousness is interconnected. What unfolds within humanity in many ways impacts other civilizations, other forms of consciousness. You are all connected, as you know. What we have been seeing and what this one, Kate, has also been experiencing with her recent work is that many of the releases have been not only happening on behalf of the client, but it has in fact been on behalf of either the collective or a subset of the collective that is also holding the same lower vibrational frequency that is being cleared in the client. These clients, of course, they are light workers, but as they are shifting up in their vibration, they are becoming easier or more ready output valves for much of what we have described is being released from Gaia and from the collective. Much anger, much division, much frustration. This is all being released on behalf of the collective, and it is, yes, in large part, it is moving through lightworkers.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And circling back around to the clearings, it helped me understand the importance of clearing your field. So if a lightworker is unable to work through the anger or what have you that they're feeling, that they seek out someone to assist them, that would be really advisable, that we're here to help each other.
Yes, you are a family, you are a community, you have come here for a very, very similar life purpose. How you carry out your individual life purpose may vary from one to the other, but it is so important that you assist each other from a place of love, support, and non-judgment. For we have seen that there, in some lightworker communities, there have been some cracks in the foundation. For there are, yes, many different approaches, many different beliefs. We are here to remind you that you all stand together in a place of light, that you are here to assist each other and the human collective, as well as your beautiful Gaia. It is a collective effort, and as such, you must stand together and move forward in unity. We cannot stress the importance of this.
Yes, and I see this very much as a time whereby humanity is moving out of a very individualized state and segueing into a state that is much more collaborative in nature, and that we no longer have to do it all alone, all by ourselves.
Yes.
It's all about working together.
That is absolutely correct. It is about setting the intention of standing together, but the collective has also become more deeply, energetically empathic towards each other and towards the collective. Those of you who are empaths are becoming more so. And as such, it is increasingly difficult to work, act, and live in energetic isolation. You are all becoming more aware that you are here together. You are co-experiencing and you are co-creating. You are here to carry each other, to hold each other's hands as you move through your various experiences, and your collective intention must always be, we would say, etched in love and peace and unity. This is a time for humanity to come together, to stand for what is right within your individual hearts, but also from a collective heart.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the clarity and for the beautiful wisdom and guidance. It is much appreciated. Do you have any last words before we bid you farewell?
We will simply take this opportunity to remind humanity that we stand with you. You are not alone. And remember, our dear one, this is a time upon your world to not only be courageous, but to be courageous in standing and watching, feeling and intending and moving through your experience from a place of love. All things must be filtered and looked upon from a place of love and compassion. This is where you are shifting to, and this is the lens that we invite you to see all perspectives through. We wish you ongoing light. Always stay in a place of love and hope. Thank you.
Thank you, and bless.